The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene.
Good afternoon, Miss Cathy. How are we doing?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I'm good, thanks, especially since we have a little bit of good news.
Oh, we like good news. Give it to us.
We do like good news. So I know we've been speaking a lot about COVID, and coming in the last couple of hours is news that Israel has started using a test that can provide results in just 15 minutes. So as we speak, a pilot program is underway at Lod Coronavirus Testing Center, and this hopefully will expedite and get through those results quite speedily. And it could be a game changer. It could also, you know, significantly change travel. It could change a lot of things and a lot of the way we operate, because results can be given in very, very, very quick time. So that's some good news.
That's amazing. So is it that blow thing?
We don't know if it's the blow thing.
The
not
blow thing.
Given too much information.
They've got to love our technical terms, really.
It's not the blowtorch or the blowfish.
It's like a breathalyzer.
Too much information. There is the breathalyzer test. We haven't given too much information, but what we do know is that the health minister is on site at the moment, looking at the pilot test, looking to see how it is going. We know that Magen David Adom are there as well. They testing it. They see, you know, how this works. If it's, you know, extremely accurate, this could be a game changer, not just for Israel, but for countries around the world where you need those results as quick as possible, especially because it does have not just health ramifications, but economic ramifications. We want to get as many people or the economy going as best we can under the current circumstances.
Amazing. Okay, Rolene, let's talk about politics. Do you think that COVID-19 has had an impact on Israeli politics?
I think it absolutely does. And this was very, very evident in Jerusalem last night with mass protests. Not a good idea, guys, to mass protest. We've already been told that one person who was at the protests on Saturday night has tested positive, sending thousands into bidud or into quarantine. And that's just the first infection that we know about. But there have been an increased amount of protests and actually calls for the prime minister to resign. You know, the first time around, Netanyahu and his government seemed to have a plan how to deal with the crisis moving forward. But sadly, this time around, as we are in our reported second wave, there's a lot of criticism against the prime minister that he was not focused on coronavirus as he should have been. And in approval polls, his approval and trust rating has slipped significantly. I tell you whose approval rating has shot up, and that is Naftali Bennett. And if we just rewind back a couple of months, he got a lot of applause, a lot of kavod, for the way that he stepped in and very rationally and very decisively handled the coronavirus from his perspective. And he was the defense minister. At the moment, we have a lot of disagreements in the Knesset, you know, how to proceed with restrictions. Do we move towards a lockdown? Don't we? What do we do? And this is having an impact on Israelis, especially financially. We are very, very saddened to hear that there have been restaurateurs and several small business owners who have unfortunately taken their lives because the economic impact on their businesses is so great. It's a frightening phenomenon. And the fact that stipends haven't gone out as quickly as promised. And even the president stepping in earlier saying, you know, if you are having problems with bureaucracy, contact us through the president's office. We will try and help you as much as we possibly can. And careful, Mr. President, what you offer, because you may be inundated with a lot of calls and emails. So it is having an impact. And many of us are looking at this. We're looking at the analysis, the sentiment expressed by Israeli citizens, and wondering if the Prime Minister, if this is not his swan song, the way that he has handled this COVID-19 second wave crisis.
You know what, I think with COVID-19, I can't think of a country that everybody said, we are so happy with how our government handled it, and it hasn't become a political issue, that the antis are using it as a political, what is the word I'm looking for, Rolene? It's a reason to create change.
Tactic.
Yeah, as a tactic.
I mean, the closest that we have had is New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, for the way that her country has handled it. She has had criticism, of course. I would be worried if, if you're doing everything perfect all of the time, you aren't doing your job, as they say. But the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, getting a lot of praise for the way that her country handled the COVID-19 crisis.
Yeah. Okay, can we please talk about something that I found completely fascinating? It was actually a hashtag brought to my attention by a family member on Twitter, which was hashtag Jewish privilege. Now, it was started not by people who love Jews. It was started as a very much an anti-Semitic, racist post. And then what happened, Rolene?
Well, then what happened is the amazing and awesome Hen Mazig, who I think listeners, especially those of you who are on social media, are familiar with. He is an extraordinary prolific writer. He is an activist for Mizrahi rights, LGBTQ rights. He's a good friend of mine. He started a campaign to claim back hashtag Jewish privilege. Now, as Kathy mentioned, a lot of the white supremacists, a lot of racists were accusing us of being so privileged. And what we started to do, myself included, and I'm really not shy to be a little bit vulnerable here, is we started sharing our stories of anti-Semitism. You know, I did this a couple of weeks ago, encouraging people to talk about anti-Semitism. And the stories were harrowing, but until we get it on the agenda and we get people to understand that anti-Semitism is not something that happened generations ago and it's not abstract, it's very, very real. It happens to nearly all of us on a daily basis. So many of us shared our extremely, extremely traumatic stories and it's very, very painful to watch. But then,
it got better. It got even better.
It got even better following Hen's very, very courageous lead. We flipped it and we started to speak about the things that we do feel extremely privileged about being Jewish. Many people talking about, that generations after most of their family were destroyed, they are wherever they are, they have family. My particular story is I'm an adopted child. I have Moroccan roots, believe it or not. And have the most incredible, incredible parents who adopted me, raised me in an Ashkenazi home. I get to have both, I get to have both traditions and made my way, to Israel, made Aliyah to Israel where I get to contribute. And the stories are phenomenal. We have somebody like Hen who is a Mizrahi right leader. We have people saying, and non-Jews as well. We have our Christian, our Muslim and allies saying, they're Jewish privilege is getting to bear witness to the Jewish narrative. And I'm sure hashtag Jewish privilege, we get to have a station like Chai FM making sure that people are connected to their heritage, to their community, and that people get to learn about the incredible rich history and traditions that we have as Jews. So we took a negative and turned it into a positive. I'm just looking here now, somebody who I know saying their Jewish privilege is on the one hand, half of their family were killed during the Shoah, during the Holocaust. But the other side is they are seventh generation Israeli. Their great, great, great grandparents were one of the founders of Tel Aviv. And it's really extraordinary.
Wow. That really is extraordinary. That's quite astonishing. That's amazing, Rolene. So do you follow Imam of Peace?
I do follow the Imam of Peace.
Don't you love his tweets?
The Imam of Peace, go there immediately.
He is the most, his tweets are incredible. I absolutely love what he tweets. And the Mossad. You have to love what the Mossad tweets.
And the Mossad. And there's another phenomenal guy. His name is Abud Dandachi.
Yes.
And last week I had the privilege of interviewing the commander of Operation a good neighbor, and one of the Syrians that he was able to rescue was a young guy by the name of Abud Dandachi, whose story brought him from Turkey all the way into Syria and then all the way to Canada. He will never forget what has been done for him by Israel's phenomenal army, by the Jewish people. He's in Canada, based in Toronto. He is the fiercest activist against anti-Semitism. And, you know, this is what happens when you take the time to talk to people, to share your narrative, to educate, and in this particular case, to rescue somebody from what could have been a certain death.
Yeah. It's absolutely fascinating to me how we have the ability. I mean, we didn't survive, you know, without a homeland for 2,000 years because we aren't resilient. We are adaptable. We are very, very resilient. And, you know, even in the face of anti-Semitism, you know, a few years ago, I'll share the story. I've just got to think about how to share it on radio. But there were protests at, there was anti-Semitic graffiti sprayed at Wits University. And somebody had sprayed F the Jews. Okay, but they didn't have the F. They put the full word there. And somebody else had posted, it was a piece of paper with a poster and was written on, "You'll have to buy us dinner first." And it just takes the sting right out of the tale. It was amazing. Yeah. F the Jews, but you got to buy us dinner first. Anyhow, Rolene Marx,
well,
one
not
last
to quote anyone. It's not just enough to survive something. You have to thrive. You all know who I'm referencing. And on that note, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
No, you can't go because Gimple's got a message. He says he hopes that the blow thing, because we were referring to it as a blow thing, this is the blow COVID-19 test, isn't as loud as a vuvuzela. Can you imagine?
Well, let me tell you, if you get tested negative right now, we hope it's a vuvuzela because it's reasons to celebrate.
Oh my gosh. Have a wonderful evening and catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, Rolene Marx.
God bless.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.